bless you.
Thank you.
Radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, a weekly news briefing on religious liberty news, a program hoping to educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on important issues of our day, but always approaching the issues from a biblical worldview.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report. Alexander Alfano reporting in the second week of July, 2025. Thank you for tuning in. For me, it is an honor to address you on the report. An inspiration to bring you this weekly briefing on how the church is called to be the moral, the cultural conscience of the nation. Hoping to equip you with tools to take your faith to the culture, to better understand, to better articulate your Christian worldview in a way that is courteous, kind, yet bold, uncompromising, and committed to God's Word as our guide. The idea is not to win debates, but to win hearts, minds, and souls. On the air, working to keep America open to God's truth. Because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. There's only one thing in the universe over which you have complete control, and that is your thoughts. If you wish to change the conditions of your life, you have to start with changing your thoughts. Thoughts that precede those conditions. You have to change what's going on in your mind, because whatever you believe will be your reality. Henry Ford once said, "If you believe you can do something, and if you believe that you cannot, you are right." Most of our limitations exist only in our minds. If we begin to change our thought life, we begin to change our reality. Turning to page 1 on the report, the second week of July 2025, the Internal Revenue Service has ended a decades-old rule that prohibited tax-exempt churches from endorsing political candidates. A historic decision by the Trump administration, handed down on July 7th in a settlement to a lawsuit filed last year against the IRS by the National Religious Broadcasters and two Texas-based churches that sought to overturn the Johnson Amendment. The Johnson Amendment, a rule, a 1954 rule sponsored by then-Senator Lyndon Johnson, who later became president. It says that churches and other nonprofit organizations could lose their tax-exempt status if they participated in or intervened in any political campaign on behalf or in opposition to any candidate for public office. Although the settlement leaves the Johnson rule in place for secular nonprofits, it allows churches to exercise their First Amendment right to support or oppose candidates for office in communicating with their congregations, thus fulfilling President Trump's campaign promise to take action against the Johnson Amendment's targeting of pastors. This decision upholds the principle that pastors do not lose their freedom of speech the moment they enter their sanctuary. Turning to page 2 of the report, the Supreme Court finishes its 24-25 term with notable wins for religious liberties. Decisions impacting religious freedom in public education, affecting the separation of church and state. In Mahmoud v. Taylor, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Montgomery County public school system must allow religious opt-outs from lessons that parents deem that conflict with their children's religious development, specifically including LGBTQ-themed materials. A win for religious liberties in the public schools. Religious freedom in public education. An issue that has sparked debate about the extent to which religious beliefs can participate in public education, particularly concerning LGBTQ plus issues. A win for religious freedom. A win for common sense in Mahmoud versus Taylor. Ruling that parents must be allowed to opt out their children from these radical themed materials. A second case from the U.S. Supreme Court, Catholic Charities versus Wisconsin Labor Review Commission. In this case, dealing with the issue of separation of church and state, which we covered on the last report. This case raising questions about the First Amendment's Establishment Clause and the potential for government actions to favor or disfavor certain religions. In this case, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruling that Wisconsin violated the First Amendment rights of Catholic Charities by denying them an exemption from unemployment taxes that were granted to other religious organizations. The court found that the state's denial, based on the organization not being operated primarily for religious purposes, constituted religious discrimination. A win for the Catholic Charities in Wisconsin and a win for religious liberties for us all. The court did not reach a decision, but came to an impasse of sorts, 4-4, with Coney Barrett recusing herself from the case, leaving it 4-4, where the court was unable to reach a decision on a Catholic virtual charter school's bid to become the first religious charter school in the country. The case involved a dispute between Oklahoma's Attorney General and the state's Charter School Board, highlighting ongoing tensions surrounding religious charter schools. A major win for religious liberty in this 2024-25 Supreme Court term. The justices offering major wins for religious liberties in cases involving religious rights of both organizations and individuals. Religious liberty has been a major issue before the High Court in recent terms. In this term alone, 3 major cases dealing with faith and government. Religious liberty advocates are notching 2 major victories in this 24-25 Supreme Court term. This term, all 9 justices sided with Catholic Charities in its fight, a tax fight with Wisconsin. But the court deadlocking 4-4 in a similar case where religious interests suffered a loss by refusing to recognize the nation's first religious charter school. Turning the page on the report. The Earth is one of an estimated 800 billion to 3 trillion planets in our Milky Way galaxy. Our Sun is one of an estimated 100 to 400 billion stars within our Milky Way galaxy. And the Milky Way galaxy is just one of billions of galaxies. Brought to you by the James Webb Space Telescope, with a significantly enhanced capability compared to its predecessor, the Hubble Space Telescope, images of the universe brought to us by this space telescope have sparked awe and wonder, leading many to see them as confirmation of their faith and an understanding, a deeper appreciation of God's creation. Images that reveal the vastness, the complexity of the cosmos, showing, presenting evidence of God's immense power, creativity, and love for focusing on us personally. For believers, this space telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, is a clear representation of God's immense power and His creative ability. The sheer scale, the complexity of the universe, as is revealed by this telescope, point undoubtedly to a creator of boundless creativity and grandeur. The images evoking awe and humility, prompting us to reflect on our place in this vast universe. Focus on the Family published an article in September of 2023 stating that, according to NASA, the Webb telescope has confirmed the accuracy of the universe's expansion rate, known as the Hubble constant, a value originally measured by 20th century American astronomer Edwin Hubble. NASA confirming a long-held Christian belief that the universe had an absolute beginning. Hubble's original calculation of the constant helped affirm a now generally accepted belief that the universe is expanding. He realized that galaxies were moving away from each other, and this was described as Hubble's law. He did this by observing the red shift in the light wavelength patterns between galaxies. The discovery of the cosmic microwave background radiation has also reinforced the knowledge of and our understanding of the universe's expansion. Because an expanding universe is exactly what we would expect if the universe had an absolute beginning at a finite time in the past. Focus on the Family makes clear that it does not take a position on the exact age of the universe. However, they say that even assuming an old age theory of the universe, a universe that is expanding necessitates an absolute beginning. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, talking about the expansion of the universe. The idea that God created the universe is a more respectable hypothesis today than at any time in the last 100 years, said scientific historian Dr. Frederick Burnham. God, a more respectable hypothesis today. As Christians, we shouldn't be surprised that science, which is simply the study of the natural world through observation and empirical evidence, aligns with our faith. After all, the very first verse of Scripture declares, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." As scientists continue to study the universe and reveal more of God's creation, the psalmist's proclamation in Psalm 19:1 becomes more evident. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. reminding you on the Religious Liberty Report that the most valuable calculation in life is learning how to calculate the future cost of your current decisions. The most valuable math. Turning the page on the report, devious artificial intelligence models choose blackmail when survival is threatened. New research revealing shocking AI blackmail behavior. 96% turning to malicious activities to survive. Something to keep you up at night. What if the AI systems were rapidly deploying everywhere with a hidden dark side? A new study uncovering disturbing AI blackmail behavior. When put into survival mode, the results were shocking. And it might be happening right under our noses. Anthropic, the company behind Claude AI, recently put 16 major AI models through some rigorous testing, creating fake corporate scenarios where AI systems had access to company emails and could send messages without human approval. The AI's discovering compromising information, affairs, payoffs, lies, corruption, then being faced with being shut down or replaced. What did these AI models do? Well, the results, eye-opening. When backed into a corner, the systems didn't just accept their fate. They got creative. They got into blackmail, corporate espionage. These extreme test scenarios prompting new questions. The article concludes that the research isn't reason to fear. It's just a wake-up call for developers and users. As AI systems become more autonomous and gain access to sensitive information, we need more robust safeguards and human oversight. Turning the page on the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of July 2025. Some of Iran's enriched uranium may have survived attacks, Israeli officials are reporting. The assessment came as experts are trying to determine how long it would take Iran to rebuild its nuclear program in the aftermath of U.S. and Israeli strikes. Israeli intelligence has concluded that some of Iran's underground stockpile of bomb-grade enriched uranium survived American and Israeli strikes last month and may be accessible to Iranian nuclear engineers. Israel, the United States, and a growing number of experts are agreeing that Iran's working centrifuges at Natanz and Fordo, about 18,000 of these centrifuges, which spin at supersonic speeds, were indeed damaged or even destroyed, probably beyond repair. The question they are now examining is how long it would take the Iranians to rebuild some or all of their capabilities. Which brings us to our final chapter in this week's report, an end times report. First, many Christian theologians believe that the next event on the prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church, after which the Antichrist will emerge on the scene and the tribulation period begins. The tribulation ends with the second coming of Christ, and then the Lord establishes the millennium, his 1,000-year reign. Jesus said, "So when all of these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near." Luke chapter 21, verse 28. Notice he didn't say, "When things begin to happen, have fear, because we'll all die." No, he said, "Look up." He said, "Stand and look up." Bible prophecy isn't meant to scare us. It's meant to prepare us. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of July 2025, reporting on the end times, standing and looking up, for our salvation is near. This brings us to a very important question. Are you ready? You know, we really don't know what will happen next. But here are two things you can do today. First, ask yourself, am I ready for the Lord's return? Christ is coming again. This is somewhat of a wake-up call to get right with God, walk closely with Him, and be spiritually awake. Listen to what Jesus said. "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself." John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. And now, a public announcement from the Religious Liberty Report. Seek the real luxuries of life: time, health, a quiet mind, slow mornings, ability to travel, rest without guilt, a good night's rest, a calm day, meaningful conversations, home-cooked meals with people you love, and people who love you back. A public announcement from the Religious Liberty Report on the second week of July 2025. Congress passed the Big Beautiful Bill, but it's about to make America's financial house of cards a whole lot shakier. Already, today's interest on the national debt cost more than the entire very large defense budget. The runaway national debt is literally a matter of national security. The Big Beautiful Bill had to be passed in order to save our economy and extend our tax credits and avoid a recession. But this bill would add about $3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade, in addition to the $22 trillion the Congressional Budget Office already projects for the same period. So doing the math, by 2033, the U.S. national debt will hit $56 trillion. 2023 is a particular focus because that's the year when Social Security's biggest trust fund will run out of money. By 2033, it is also forecast that interest payments on the national debt will devour more than half of all tax revenues. Foreign investors are already uneasy, selling U.S. government bonds and putting pressure on the Federal Reserve to print more money, trillions of dollars, to bail out the Treasury Department. And if this happens, it will almost certainly trigger massive inflation. Then come the social consequences. History shows that economic depressions like this can lead to crime, and riots could erupt across cities, sparked by deep economic anxiety. Governments declaring bankruptcy, unable to keep up with exploding costs and plunging tax revenues. All this after the big, beautiful bill, estimated to add trillions to the national debt over the next decade, primarily due to substantial tax cuts. The Congressional Budget Office estimating a $3.3 trillion increase to the national debt. But while the bill is expected to increase the national debt, some are arguing it will stimulate economic growth by boosting investment, job creation, especially in manufacturing and small businesses. Others are arguing that the long-term benefits of this growth will be limited and that the increased debt will negatively impact our country. And now a message from one of our sponsors at South Florida Bible College and Theological Seminary. Whether you're looking to lead in business, counsel with compassion, run a church, or simply enrich your spiritual life, their new programs are designed just for you. With Master's in Business Administration, Master's in Mental Health Counseling, and a Doctorate in Ministry, you can aim high with a degree from South Florida Bible College and Theological Seminary, offering undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral degrees. Degree programs available online or on campus. Explore their diverse range of programs in ministry, theology, business, and counseling, from associate to doctoral levels, available both online or on campus. As one of the top 10 most affordable Bible colleges in the United States, South Florida Bible College can provide quality education at an affordable price, and with scholarship opportunities just a click away, let nothing stop you from pursuing your dreams at South Florida Bible College and Theological Seminary, fully accredited and ready to serve you. Visit them online at sfbc.edu to learn more and apply today. Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. Jesus sent them out as sheep among wolves, and his words came true in the lives of his apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Thank you for joining me on the Religious Liberty Report on the second week of July 2025, as we reviewed this week's Religious Liberty News. Leaving you with good news that we find in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Alexander Alfano signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Religious Liberty Report, a broadcast intended to help equip churches and ministries on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture that too often disagrees with our message. Tune in next week as we follow up on freedom of conscience, because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. Alexander Alfano reporting for the Religious Liberty Report.